Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Zayin. We are 17 lines from the bottom of daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. V'hishtachava oy shesha kidei hishtachava. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu b'nei Yisrael hanesunu matzor v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Yor Yeshua ben Chaya Atara, Shloima ben Chaya Leah, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda, and Yocheved bas Devora Gittel. So we're moving along, still in the first sugya, in the beginning of Maseches Shavuos, already daf Yud Zayin, but we haven't started Shavuos. We're still dealing with laws related to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshah. Specifically, the Mishnah had said that just like someone that's Tameh is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and if he does, it's very, very chamor. How chamor? If he does it b'mezid, he's chayv kares, chayv malkas. If he does it b'shoigig, korban oil v'yoyred. The same is true if somebody entered the Beis HaMikdash Tahar, he became tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and rather than just making a beeline for the exit and leaving, he spent a little bit of time there. In the event that he was shaha in the Beis HaMikdash after he became tameh, he too would be subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, which means if he would be Shah B'mezid, he would be Chayiv Karas and Malkus. If he would be Shah B'shoigig, assuming all the prerequisites are met, he would be Chayiv Karbin Oila V'yoyret. The Gemara on the top of the Yomid, the last Gemara that we saw in the previous staff, discuss what the Makar is that there's Chiyuvim for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, even if the person entered the Beis HaMikdash Tahar and only became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. That was something that we already delved into a little bit in the previous staff, and something that we are going to revisit Be'ezus Hashem in the raid of today's daf. But as it relates to really the topic of today's daf, the Gemara is going to discuss how long would the person have to remain in the Beis HaMikdash, B'mezid, B'shoigig, in order for it to trigger the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the truth is that the Mishnah gave a share. The Mishnah said that in the event that somebody became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, V'hishtachava, and then he bowed down, Oy, or Shesha B'kdei Hishtachava, he didn't physically bow down, but he remained there the amount of time that it would take to bow down. The halacha is, now he's in violation of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and that's when this whole Shulchan Aruch is going to be thrown on him, and all these laws are going to apply. Now, before we start the daf, there's just one very obvious diak, it jumps out of the Mishnah, that needs to be addressed. And that is, the Mishnah gave what seems to be two shiurim for someone that became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, the Hishtachava, he bowed down. Number two, he was Shah Kidei Hishtachava. He didn't physically bow down, he was just there the amount of time that it takes to bow down. What's the kasha that jumps out of the Mishnah? L'chur, it's the same share, right? Hishtachava would seemingly take the amount of time that it takes to do a hishtachava. Now, if he doesn't physically have to bow down, and as long as he's shah kidei hishtachava, that's enough for it to be Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, then why is the Mishnah even mentioned hishtachava? Right? Bishloim, if it's two shiurim, okay, hishtachava, or he was shah kidei, something else. But if the shir shahir is kidei hishtachava, so obviously it takes the amount of time to do a hishtachava, which really means it's one shir. So why is the Mishnah making it sound like it's two shiurim if really what it is one shir? And really what's going to emerge from the Gemara that we're going to learn now is that when the Mishnah said Ishtachava, and then the Mishnah said Oy Shesha Kidei Ishtachava, the two Ishtachavas are not the same Ishtachavas. So there are two certain Ishtachavas. There's a Ishtachava that's a shorter Ishtachava, and then there's a Ishtachava that's a longer Ishtachava. When the Mishnah says v'hishtachava, it means he did the shorter hishtachava. When the Mishnah says oy shesha kidei hishtachava, it's referring to a different type of hishtachava. It's referring to a hishtachava that takes a longer period of time. Now, l'chayra, if hishtachava alone is enough, then why do you have these two shiurim? So that's all going to, you know, emerge when we go through the Gemara. But the point is, hishtachava when the Mishnah says hishtachava means one type hishtachava, and when the Mishnah says oishesha kidei hishtachava, it's referring to a different type of hishtachava. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what are these two hishtachavas? We might as well just give it away. And that is, a person could bow down by kneeling, just putting his knees on the ground, or a person can bow down by literally having his whole guf spread out on the ground. What the Mishnah is going to say is that the shorter hishtachava is when he only kneels. The longer hishtachava takes more time to have your whole body spread out all over the floor. The bottom line is, the Mishnah says that just like the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh have applied to somebody that's Tameh and enters the Beis HaMikdash, they equally apply to somebody that entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was tired, he became Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, stating that he would have to be there for a certain amount of time. What's the shear? Either he bows down or he didn't bow down, but he was shah. Kidei hishtachava, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava said, lo yishanu, elo shehishtachava klape pnim. This that the Mishnah says, that if he bows down, the halacha is that that in and of itself would be enough for him to be subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And as we mentioned, what does it mean he bowed down? It means that he did the shorter hishtachava. So this, that the shorter hishtachava is enough to trigger this halacha, that's only true if he bowed down klape pnim. He did it facing the heichal, facing the kodesh hakodashim. Aval hishtachava klape chutz. If, however, he bowed down in one of the other directions, then the halacha is shah in loy shah loy. Then by simply doing the shorter hishtachava, by simply kneeling, that in and of itself wouldn't be enough for it to trigger tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Then he would have to be there a longer period of time. How long would he have to be there? The amount of time that it takes to do the longer hishtachava. So again, this that we're saying, there's a chiddush that just a hishtachava, which means the shorter hishtachava would be enough to be mechayev, that is only true if he did a klapi pnim. If, however, he did a klapi chutz, then this halacha is not going to be true. There were those that said Rava's halacha on the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? That too is going to be enough to be mechayev. Now, from the fact that it says oishesha b'ktei hishtachava, mechlal, it sounds like the hishtachava gufa b'yishiyah. That hishtachava itself requires a shia. Meaning, there are times that even if the person just bows down, that wouldn't be enough. Meaning, if he does the shorter type of bowing, that wouldn't be fine. It would require that it should be a little bit longer. And on that, on my Rava said, that's only true if he bowed down facing not the Heichel, avaklapi pnim. If, however, he did it facing the Heichel, avagavta loishah, even if he didn't do a shehiyah, meaning he didn't do the longer hishtachava, or he wasn't there for the amount of time that it takes to do the longer hishtachava. If all he did was the shorter hishtachava, he just went down on his knees, that in and of itself would be enough for him to be chayav. B'hachi kamar, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Hishtachava klape pnim, if he bowed down towards the pnim, oy shesha kitei hishtachava, behach hishtachava the klape chutz, or if he was shoye b'chtei hishtachava, klape chutz chayav, the halach is that he is going to be chayav. Bottom line is that Rava said that this, that it's mavur in the Mishnah, that if you do a shorter hishtachava, that in of itself would be enough to be mechayev. That's only true if the hishtachava was klapi pnim. If the hishtachava was not klapi pnim, this halach is not going to be true. The Gemara had two different lashonis of how Rava said it. Either Rava said it on the word hishtachava of the Mishnah, or he said it on the words oisheshta kidei hishtachava of the Mishnah. The two lashonis are saying the same thing. There's no nafkamina lalacha between the two lashonis. In fact, we shine a mutch a little bit, because usually when you have two lashonis in a Gemara, there is some sort of nafkamina. But really, both Ravas are saying the same thing. It's just a shaila if he said it on the word v'ishtachava, or if he said it on the words oishishtah kidei ishtachava. But the bottom line is that there are these two shiurim as it relates to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Either he bows down, even if it's a shorter hishtachava, as long as he does klapi pnim, that would be enough for it to be Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Or if he didn't do that, then already he would have to be shah b'chdei hishtachava, which is the amount of time that it takes to do a longer hishtachava. Zok de Gemara, heichidami hishtachava the ispashi, the hechadam ishtachava, the lespashi. What are these two types of ishtachavas? So the Gemara says, the lespashi, iyazu kriyabalmehi. The one that doesn't have a shia, meaning the shorter ishtachava, that's when the person just gets down on his knees. The ispashi, the one that's longer, is pishi adayim veraglayim, that's when he goes and he spreads his hands and his feet on the ground. So the Gemara, the kamo shir shia, how long is the shir shia? So we just mentioned the definition of the hishtachavos. But the Gemara wants to know, is there a shir? Meaning, is there an amount of time? And the reason Gemara wants to know this is because, let's be honest, it's going to take different people different amounts of time to do a proper hishtachava. So the Gemara wants to know, kama shir, is there a shir? So the Gemara says, pligi bar Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni v'chadi ime. It was machloikis Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni and somebody with him, umani Rav Shimon ben Pazi. V'amidlo, some say it was Rav Shimon ben Pazi v'chadi ime, umani Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. V'amidlo, some say it was Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. So we're not sure exactly who had this machloikis, but there were two opinions. Chadam on one said, kamemri, the amount of time that it takes to say the following pasuk, which pasuk we'll see in a second. Chadam, the other one said, not the amount of time that it takes to say the entire pasuk that we're about to read, but only the amount of time that it takes to say from the word vayichru until the end of that pasuk. So what's this pasuk? So it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayom in Beis Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel. It says v'chol bnei Yisrael royim beredes ha'esh uchvoid Hashem al habayis vayichru apayim arzo al haritzpa v'yishtachavu v'hoidos Hashem kitoiv kiloyim chasis. This is a pasuk. It's a pasuk that talks about ishtachava, and it's the amount of time that it takes to say either the entire pasuk or from vayichru until the end of the pasuk, that would be the shir. Again, a machloikis, what exactly this is. Tan Rabbanan, Kida. So there are different types of bowing downs that you find in Tanakh. One of them is called Kida. So the Braisa says, what does Kida mean? It means alapayim. It means the person is on his face. The pasuk says, Vatika basheva apayim eretz. So exactly how to do Kida is not simple. In fact, the Gemara says that Meiram were once sitting and they were trying to figure out how you do it, and Levi made a demonstration and he ended up getting injured because of what he did. But apparently it's some form of acrobatics. But either way, Kida is alapayim. Kriya, when you find the word Kriya, it's al birkayim. The person's on his knees. The pasuk says, Mikroya al birkav, hishtachavaz, upichri daim ragalayim. As it relates to hishtachavaz, that's pichri daim ragalayim. The pasuk says, Havoi Novoi ani ve'imcha v'achecha lehishtachavoyis l'cha arza. So what do you see from that pasuk? You see the hishtachava was arza, as if the entire body was spread out on the ground. So you see that kida is alapayim, it's on the face. Kriya is on the knees. Hishtachava is when the entire body is spread out on the ground. Again, why are we talking about hishtachava? It's very simple. We're talking about hishtachava because that is the shir as it relates to shi'iyah. What we saw in the Mishnah is it's really two shiurim. It's hishtachava or shesha kidei hishtachava. What does that mean? Hishtachava means kriya, what we know as the lashon of kriya al birkayim, where the person just gets down on his knees. Oishishtachava means the amount of time that it would take to do a pishut yadayim v'raglayim. In the event that the person would bow down, right, let's get this clear, kriya, klapei pnim, said Rava, facing the heichal, that even if he wasn't shah b'chdei ishtachava, that would be considered a violation of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. If the person did not do a hishtachava klapei pnim, even if he did a hishtachava, but it was klapei chutz, or he didn't do a hishtachava at all, then if he was shah b'chdei hishtachava, which the Gemara defined, achloikis, the entire pasuk, half the pasuk, then that too would be enough. So again, two ways to get clipped for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Either he bows down towards the heichal, even if it's a kriya ba'alma, or in the event that he was shah, the amount of time that it takes to do a more proper hishtachava. Talk to my boy Rava. Rava had a shayla. Tzarech shehiya lamalkis, or he ain't tzarech shehiya lamalkis. As it relates to malkis, is there a requirement of shehiya, or is there no requirement of shehiya? Meaning, we just said now that as it relates to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, just because a person finds out that he's tamei and he doesn't leave the Beis HaMikdash that second, that doesn't necessarily mean that he violated the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. There's an amount of time that he would have to be there in order for this to be an issue, right? The shir of shehiya. We said, ishtachava, ishashav, b'chdei ishtachava, b'seder. But he would have to be there for a certain amount of time. Rav Shaila was, is this true only for the carbon oil of a yoyre? What about as it relates to Malkus? Tzorich shehiel a Malkus, or ain't tzorich shehiel a Malkus? So what's the shayla? Carbon gemiri l'chayre. This whole shir is alach l'moishem Sinai. So Rav shayla was the alach l'moishem Sinai only regarding the carbon oil of yoyre? Oh, but the Malkus like gemiri, not with regards to the Malkus. Meaning maybe with regards to that like gemiri shia, we don't have any tradition of how long the person would have to be there. And even if he's there for a second, it'd be a problem. Oiduma b'fnim gemiri shehiel loishna the carbon loishna the Malkus. It could be the Allah Sinai was bifnim, that if the person finds himself in the Beis HaMikdash tahar and then he becomes tameh, so there's a shir shi'iyah and it's negeya all the different dinim. It's not only negeya the carbon, it's negeya the karis, it's negeya the malchus, could be it's negeya everything. And the Gemara says teiku bayu rava another shayla tala atzmoi ba'avir azara. Now what would be if the person became tameh in the Beis HaMikdash and he wasn't however touching the ground, he was suspended somehow in the aver of the azara and he was there a shir shehiyah, does it trigger the halachas or does it not trigger the halachas? What's the shayla? Kig miri shehiyah shir the basa shtachava the lad basa shtachava like miri. You see that the shir shehiyah is related to a shtachava, right? What are the two shiurim? Hishtachava or yishasha b'chtei hishtachava. So you see it's related to bowing down. So could be the only time there's a shehiyah is if the person al kaponim is able to bow down. But if he's physically not able to bow down right now, then maybe this halacha wouldn't apply at all. Could be it's not going to be a shehiyah. Or maybe no. Maybe b'fnim shehiyah gemiri. The halachas of shehiyah was said with regards to all you have to be able to be mishtachava. The shir was said in the context of a mishtachava. But lav dafki, you physically have to be in a situation where if you wanted to bow down, you would be able to bow down. And the Gemara says this shayla too is a takeaway. Ravashi, a third shayla. Tima atzmi b'mezit. Now, what would be if a person entered the Beis HaMikdash tar and then he made himself tameh b'mezit? Do you have the halachas of shia now? But oinus gemiri shia b'mezid loy gemiri shia. Could be the whole shia shia is. If it happens by oinus, then we give you a little bit of time. But if you made yourself b'mezid tamei, then not. Oidomo b'fnim gemiri shia loy shalva oinus v'leishna b'mezid. No. Anytime a person becomes tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, the only time he violates Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav is if there's a shia. And the Gemara says this too is teiku. By Rav Ashi, another shaila, nazir b'kever. So a nazir, amongst his unique halachas, one of them is that he's not allowed to become tummy to a mace. So what would be if a nazar makes contact with a kever? That's a problem. So again, the case is where the nazar was tar. He went into the... He got this situation where all of a sudden there's a... Shi'iyah, right? Let's see Rashi inside. It's the fourth line. Nazir bekever. Nazir shenitma ba'oynis b'toich beis hakvaris. So the case is where a nazir became tamei ba'oynis in a beis hakvaris. You have to know what the case is, but somehow he became, Rashi says the case is where he entered in a shida teva migdal, some fancy case. But the bottom line is, he comes in contact with Toma, but it happened ba'oynis. And now he chaps and he's a nazir. So he has to get out. Right? So the question is there a shir shi'iyah or is there not shir shi'iyah? Is there not a shir shi'iyah? Now a nazir that becomes tameh, he gets malchus. So the shayla is boy shi'iyah le malchus. Does he need shi'iyah in order for him to get his malchus? What's the shayla? Bif nim gemir shi'iyah because like gemir shi'iyah. Right? This is already a whole different case because could be the whole shir shi'iyah. It's alach l'moish misinai. That was only said regarding tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. The nazir is not tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. It's a whole different sugya. Oy duma ba'oynis gemir shi'iyah loishna b'fnei v'loishna b'chutz. Or it could be not. It could be any single time you have a situation where someone is not allowed to come in contact with Tumah, right? It's the Beis HaMikdash that's coming in contact with Tumah, that's in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Over here, it's the Nazar coming in contact with Tumah. But this Kedusha that's coming in contact with Tumah, it came in contact by Oynes, now you have to get out. So Kubi Dalach Moshe Misinai says that in all such situations, there's always going to be a Halacha of Shia, and the Gemara says, Teiko, Tishbi, Yataritz, Kushnes, V'Yibayas, V'taka Nachor. So either way, we have this Halacha Moshe Misinai that governs the laws of Shehiyah regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, specifically the Shir. He bows down, or the Shir is Oishasha B'chtei Hishtachava. That was said regarding the Ikar Halacha of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The way the Mishnah presented it, where somebody entered the Beis HaMikdash Tahar, he became Tameh, and now he's not leaving right away. If there's a Shir Shehiyah, so now he's going to be subject to the laws of Karbon Oil V'Yayir. And the Gemara wanted to know how much can we expand potentially this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? And really, if you do the recap, there were four shailas. One shaila was, this shir shehiya, is it negeya only the carbon oil of a yorid? What about malchus? Meaning that's pashit. If a person becomes tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, if he doesn't leave, he's going to get malchus. The question is there a kula? Do you have the shir shehiya or do you not have the shir shehiya? Maybe it was said regarding the carbon oil of a yorid. Maybe it wasn't said regarding the malchus. Another shaila was, what would be if the person is not physically under Ritzvah Sa'azara, so that right now he can't do a hishtachavah if he wanted to? He's in the Aver Azara. That's a problem, right? Aver Azara is like the Azara. But Lamaisa, he can't do the Shtachava. So the question is, do we say that being that you can't physically do the Shtachava, so you didn't violate the Shir Shiyah, or maybe not? Another title was, what if somebody would be mason make himself Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe there's no Shir Shiyah. You made yourself Tomei be mason, you're out. Done. That's a problem. Or maybe even there's a shir shir. And the fourth shaila was, what about nazir bekever? Do you have the halacha of shir regarding a nazir? That's a whole different Indian already. What's the tzad hashava? A nazir is not allowed to come in contact with tum. So obviously it's somewhat similar to what we're talking about right here, but it's pachot, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. As much as there is a similarity, it's also very, very different. And that's the Gemara shaila. Do you have the halacha of shir there or not? Four ibayas, same answer to all four of the ibayas. And that was Teiku. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that if somebody became Tamei Ba'oinis in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mishnah said, if he bowed down, Oy shesha b'chtei hishtachava, or Baloi ba'arucha, or there was a shorter way to get out of the Beis HaMikdash, but he decided to take the long scenic route, the halach is chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. If he went to Ketzara, he went the shorter route, so then already it's good, then he's going to be potter. In other words, the Mishnah added another way that a person could become subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav if he becomes Tumi in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is, he didn't bow down, he didn't just sit around. He left right away. But instead of taking the short way out, he took the long way out. That in and of itself is going to be a problem, right? In other words, what we have over here is there's three ways for a person to be subject to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav if he becomes Tumi in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, he bows down, right? Kapi Pnim, you bow down, even if it's the shorter Hishtachava, that's a problem. Number two, you sit around a little bit. How much time? Kidei Hishtachava, the longer Hishtachava. Number three, you didn't bow down, you didn't sit around, you left immediately. However, there was a short route, and you decided to take the long route. That, too, is going to be a problem. Something more. Amar Rava said, when the Mishnah says that as long as you take the shorter route, and you don't bow down, and you don't just sit around, then you're okay. That's true. Even if you walk very, very slowly, even if it takes you the whole day to leave, that in and of itself is going to be okay. This is a big chiddush. So Rava said that when we say routes, meaning it's taka, you took the longer route or the shorter route, but how much time you take, that's fine. You can walk, mamish. You're going as slowly as possible. It doesn't matter, even if it takes you the whole day. As long as you don't bow down, you don't waste time, you're not just sitting around, and you don't take a longer route than you had to take, then the halacha is, you're not going to have a problem. But then, Rav had a different shaila. Shehiyos, ma'ushay yitzdarfu. What would be if the person sits around a little bit? Meaning he takes like these small breaks. So he doesn't take one long break of b'chtei yishtachava. He takes these tiny little breaks. Would they be mitzdarf? Would they not be mitzdarf? Meaning each one of these breaks is shorter than the shir shehiyah. The question is, are they mitzdarf? The fake to come up, tif shalei mididei. Why was Rav not poishit from what he himself? He said he could take the whole day. So if he could take the whole day, so it doesn't sound like these small breaks are issues. The Gemara says, no, Hasam Toi Shah. Here he's talking about where he didn't wait around at all. He didn't even wait the amount of time that takes to take a small break. He just left. The Shaila is, in the event that he took these tiny little breaks, what would be the halacha? Rav was not poishit. So the Gemara, Abaye asked Rav the following question. Boloi barucha. Shir Kitzara Ma. So Abaye asked Rav a very long question. He said, the Mishnah says that if a person takes the longer route, it's a problem, right? You take the shorter route, then it's going to be okay. So Abaye asked Rav, he said, what would be if the person took the longer route, but he walked very fast, and he did it in the amount of time that it takes to take the Shir Kitzara? Meaning, if he was going to walk at a regular pace, which is what you would assume the person has to walk, then it would have taken a certain amount of time. He went by Arucha, But he ran. He mamish ran. And because he ran, he ended up doing it in the same amount of time that it would take to go the Ktsar. So he wanted to know, did this person violate Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh or not? What's the Chakira? Sheer Gemiri. Is it a sheer? V'chibale Barucha Sheer Ktsara Pater. Meaning, when we say Arucha Ktsara, the Mahalach is, this person just became Tame. Because this person just became Tame, right now he has a din, he has to get out. And you have to go B'derech Ktsara. So we assess, how long should it take to go B'derech Ktsara? It should take 3 minutes. How long would it take if you wanted to take the long scenic route? I don't know, 5 minutes. So the point is, he has to get out in 3 minutes. So if he goes by Rucha and he gets out in 3 minutes, that's good. Meaning, what we do, says Abaya, maybe, every single time a person comes to me the Beis HaMikdash, is we ask ourselves, how long would it take to go by Rucha? How long would it take to go by Ktsara? Or really what we ask ourselves is, how long would it take to go by Ktsara? And as long as you get out in that time, I don't care how you go, you can fly, you can spring from the dach. As long as you get out in that amount of time, you're good. Oiduma, no. Said Abaya, could be it's a din. Daf gugmiri. By Rucha, chayim by Ktsara pot. It could be this is all included in these halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. And that is, you have to go by Ktsara. And if you go by Rucha, even if you get there at a better time, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be Chayev. On my way. So, Abaye asked this question to Rabbah, and Rabbah responded, Loinitna Arucha Lehidochos Etzlah. You're never allowed to go by Derech Arucha. You have to go by Derech Ktsara, and even if you're going to go by Derech Arucha, you're going to get there in a shorter amount of time. It doesn't matter. In other words, what Rabbah seems to be telling Abaye is that when we talk about Arucha and Ktsara, it's not an amount of time. Right? It's not an amount of time. What is it? What it is you have a din, you have to go B'derech Ktsara. And in fact, Rava said, you can go B'derech Ktsara, you can take the whole day. Right? Rava said that. It's Rava. That's what Rava had said. And really, that's the way it is, right? The Rambam Paskin's like Rava. You can go B'derech Ktsara, you can take all day. The point is, not the amount of time it would take the average person to go Ktsara. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is you go B'derech Ktsara, take your time. And if you go B'derech Arucha, even if you do it really, really fast, that's going to be a problem. You are going to be out. Now, just explain this a drop better before we see the next Gemara. So really, if somebody becomes Tommy in the Beis HaMikdash, so essentially what we have is as follows. We have that this person has to go out B'derech Ktsara, right? That we know. Additionally, he also has to make sure that he doesn't sit around. Now, what's the shir shir? There's a shir. Halacha l'maaseh b'sinai that governs what that shir is, but you can't stay beyond that. Additionally, don't bow down klapei pnim. Because if you're going to bow down klapei pnim, even if it's going to be a short and abbreviated ishtachava, like al berkayim, what we know as Korea, right, with a kuf, even that is going to be an issue. But as long as you go b'derech ktsara, you can take all day long. It sounds like that in and of itself is going to be okay. As long as you're not going to bow down, and as long as you're not going to have a shia. Now, there was a havamina in Abaya's world that maybe that's really not the way it works. And maybe the way it works is that it's not pshat, go b'derech ktsara and take your time, just don't take any breaks that are going to be too long. It could be, as soon as the person becomes Tommy, what we do is we ask ourselves, how long would it take to get out if you're going to go B'derech Ktsara? So we'll work with the average man, Adam Beinoni. How long would it take for him to get out? And if the answer is 3 minutes, so what would be the shir? How long would he be allowed to be there before he triggers the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshah? That's not 3 minutes, right? Because there's a shir shi on top of that. So it'd be 3 minutes plus the amount of time that it takes to read that pasuk that we said, right? The amount of time that it takes to do a proper ishtachava, right? That's what this shir would have been. And that was really Abaye's chakira. Abaye wanted to know, is it go b'derech ketzara and don't remain a shir shiya? Or could be the whole shir is as mandig a shir. How long would it take the average person to go b'derech ktsara? Additionally, what is the shir shia? You're going to come up with, I don't know, 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And that's essentially what the shir is. But what Rabbah told Abaya is that it's not a shir's man. That's not the way it is. There's a chelik of it that's man. The shihia is man. But it's not a shir's man. Really what it is it's you go b'derech ktsara, and you make sure you don't also have the shia of that zman. Either way, it says the Gemara, "Maskevlo Rab Zeira." So Rab Zeira asked the kasha to Rabba, "Elo the kaimalon." We know, and this is a mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin. Tomei shishimish b'misa. Someone who's tomei and he does the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. This is a kohen that was tomei did the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. That loch is he's going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. So in the world of people that are chayim misa b'dei shemayim, one of the chevra on the list is a kohen that's tomei that does the avoid. Now, What's going to be bothering Rav Zeira, let's just speak it up al peh, is every time someone is Tomei and he does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. He's saying good, but say better. He's chayv koris. He's chayv koris for entering the Beis HaMikdash, right? Even without doing the avoidah, he's already a problem. And the reason is because he's chayv koris, simply for entering the Beis HaMikdash. So that's pasha, you have to say, and this is all muchach from what Reb Zeira is about to say, that the Tomei Sheshimesh B'misa is talking about now where he entered the Beis HaMikdash Tomei. Because if he did that, it's Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. He would be chayiv koris. It's talking about where he became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. Being that he became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no regular Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Being that there's no regular Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, so he can't be mechayiv and koris, stating that if he does the avoid, he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. But we just learned the Mishnah, we're learning a sugya now, that's mavur, that even if somebody becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, if he's shoya a shir shehiya, then that also would be enough to trigger the chayiv koris. So Reb Zeira now is picking up in the middle of his thought process, right? That's where he's inviting us in to what he's thinking, and that is, you know, I'm struggling to learn this Mishnah of Tomei Sheshimesh B'Misa. I mean, Achap, it's probably talking about where you didn't enter in a state of Tom, because then it's not just Misa, it's not just Misa B'Dei Shemayim, then it would be Achiv Karas. But the Misa, I still don't understand it. Hei Mishkach Haslo, what's the case? If it's talking about where the reason he's not Chayiv Karas is because he wasn't there in Shir Shia, and that's why he's only Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, right? That would be the easy answer. How did he do the Avodah? I mean, if he was there such a short period of time, it takes time to do the Avodah. And he the Shah, and if he was there a Shir Shia, Bar Karasu, then he's Chayiv Karas. Now here's the punchline. So says Rab Zeira, I was like, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me Shiura Gmiri, Bishlam, if you're going to say that when the Mishnah said, and this is really based on the Loch Lamesh Misinai, that you have to go B'derech Tzara, and even on top of that, not be Shoya the Shir Shia. What it is a Shir Zman. Meaning, we figure out how long would it take a person to get out of the Beis HaMikdash, the Derech Tzara, tack on the Shir Shia, that's the Shir you're not letting go. So Bishlam, if that's what it is, so I understand how it would be possible, maybe, for a Kohen to become Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, do the Avodah, be Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim for doing the Avodah, but not be Chayiv Karis for the Shia. What's the problem at first glance? If there was enough time to do the Avodah, then by definition, there was enough time for it to have been a Shia. So he should be Chayiv Karas. I'll tell you the case. Mishkachas la'onis nafshei b'ktzara. It's talking about where he ran very, very fast. V'avid Avodah. Meaning, he was able, let's say it takes 2 minutes to do the Avodah. Okay, so it takes 2 minutes to do the Avodah, and the Shir Shia, the shear of Derek Tzara is, let's say, I don't know, 3 minutes. So the point is, you were able to make it happen. You were able to get out within the right amount of time. So you were Shaya, but the Shia that you did was less than the Derek Kitzara plus the Shir Hishtachava. It's for that reason you're not Chayiv Karis. But you are Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim for doing the Avodah. Again, what's the problem? The problem is that you're walking B'Derech Tzara, right? And the minute you do the Avodah, so the Avodah is going to take a Shir Shia. The Teretz is that you're able to make up time by getting out, by going quicker than the average person would go, which now gives you enough time to do the Avodah, but you're still able to get out before the shear of adding up the amount of time that it takes to go, the Derech Kitzara, plus the shear on top of that, Aliyam, Tafka Gmiri. But if you're going to tell me that it's Tafka Gmiri, that if a person goes to the Derech Arucha, you automatically Chayev, which means also that from the standpoint of the Derech Kitzara, it's Derech Kitzara versus Derech Arucha. It's not a Shirin's man, right? That's the point. It's not a Shirin's man. So if that's the case, then even if you would go B'Derech Kitzara and you would go really, really fast, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you were Shaya, a Shir Shehiya, which you're going to have to by definition in order to do the Avodah, you're automatically going to be Chayiv. And if that's the case, Hei Chimishkachas, how are you going to be Chayiv? Again, the point is this. To do the Avodah is a Shir Shehiya. That's the assumption. It's for sure going to take a Shir Shehiya. The minute you do the Avodah, there was a Shia. If there was a Shia, Chayiv Kara. So why are we talking about Chayiv Misa V'Dei Shemayim? So Bishloima, if it, the Derech Kitzara is a Zman, so then it's possible that you won't be chayef for the doing the avoida, even though violated the shir shia, because even though you went over the shir shia on the avoida side, but you made up for lost time by getting out, by running out through the derech kitzara. But if the derech arucha and the derech kitzara are dafka, and you have to go biktzara, you can't go by arucha, and we don't convert it into a time. So if you don't convert it into a time, so at the end of the day, your doing the avoida is for sure going to be a shi'iyah. That's yoysa mikdei shi'iyah, which means it would automatically be chayiv karis. So why are we talking about being chayiv? Misa b'dei shamayim. Amr Abaya. So Abaya heard this kasha. He said, my kushi, I don't know what the kasha is. Mishkach is look, you're going to shabab biktzara. V'hafach bitzi naira. Maybe the case is talking about where he did an avoida that actually doesn't take so much time. The whole premise of the kasha was that it's he went b'dei. He did it regular, he didn't rush, but at the same time, he was able to be mahapach b'tzinoira, and then to be mahapach b'tzinoira, just taking like one of the little forks and be mahapach, one of the murim on the mizbeach, that in and of itself is considered an avoida. If that's an avoida, that's what you did. Look at Rav Huna, it's based on Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says, Azor, that's mahapach b'tzinoira, chay misa. Azor, that's mahapach b'tzinoira, chay misa. Azor, it's chay misa if he does an avoida. So, you see, it's an avoida. So if it's an avoida, that would be the case. Again, the whole premise was that it's impossible to go out and do an avoida and not be shoya, shir, shir. That whole hanoch is not true. Gufa, Amr Rafuna says, Zor, shavach betzinoira, chayim misa. Zor, that's mahapach betzinoira, is chayim misa. The Gemara says, hey, chidam, id, loy hafach, loy ma'akli. Is it talking about a case where had the Zor not done this, so then the Ivarim would not have been properly burnt. Pshita, then it's Pashit. That what? It's Pashit that this is not something that you're allowed to do. Vidaloi hafach behu, nami me'akli. And if it's something that if you would not have been mahapach, would have on its own been fabrent, then my covet. Then the chayr doesn't sound like you're doing anything wrong. Samar says, like tzricha, it's talking about the Eloi hafach behu ma'akli b'tar tishoy. It's talking about a situation where had you not been mahapachit, then it would have been fabrent in 2 hours. V'hashta ma'akli b'chad shayta. But because of what you did, it's going to happen quicker. Meaning, it's something that you're adding value, but not so much value, because it would have happened regardless without you. But because of you, it's happening in a quicker way. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna, the chol kruvi avoida avoidehi. That being mekarven avoida is also considered an avoida. Meaning, if you do something that would happen without you, but because of your action, you're expediting it. In the world of avoida and the Beis HaMikdash, that considered avoida is not considered an avoida. That's essentially Rav Huna's chiddush. Zor shehafach b'tzinoira chayiv misa, because you're expediting it, and that in and of itself constitutes an avoida. But the bottom line is, as it relates to our sugya, the case of Zor or Tamei Sheshimesh b'misa, we'll be talking about where he was mehapach b'tzinoira. Zaktimar, Om Ravoish, Ravoish, he said, b'ina de'ema milsa. There's something I want to say, but I'm afraid of my chaver. Okay, what do Oishia want to say? He said, if somebody enters a Beis HaMenuga, so Beis HaMenuga is a bayis that has a neka, right? It's a house that is Tomei Tumas Mitzayra. And he walked in Tzediktzeveitz, he walked in backwards. And even if his entire guf enters, except for his nose, is one part of his guf that didn't enter, Tahar, the halach is, he's going to be Tahar. Now, ordinarily, if somebody enters a Beis HaMenuga, he becomes Tameh, said Rav Oishia. But if somebody would enter Derech HaChoyrov, and he entered not his whole guf, right, clearly, but he entered most of his guf, even if it's his entire guf, with the exception of his chaytim, he's going to be Tahar. The Chziv, how do I know that? Because the Pasuk says, V'habar labayis, and the Pasuk is talking about someone that enters a Beis HaMenuga, and it says Vahabba. What does Vahabba mean? Derech Bia Asra Taira. You have to go Derech Bia. And if you don't go Derech Bia, you don't walk in a normal way, so then the halach is that you're not going to be Tame. Now, Rav Oishia said, Umistafino mechavraya. But I'm afraid to say it, because I'm afraid of what my chaverim are going to ask me. What are they going to ask me? They're going to say, Ihochi oy bazoi kulei nami. Meaning, if you're telling me that if somebody enters a Beis HaMenuga and he goes Derech HaChoyrov, it's not a problem because it says Vahabal Abayis, you're going to be Tomei. But if you go Shalaki Derech B, it's not going to be an issue. Then why isn't it only if you go in most of your guf, Chutz Michaitma, even if your entire guf goes in backwards, then it too should be. And Rav Oishia said, I knew I was going to be asked this question, and it's for that reason I'm afraid to say what I'm going to say. Now, it's a little bit funny, right? Rav Oishia has something he wants to say. He knows everyone's going to ask him a kasha. He doesn't have an answer to it. And he wants to say it anyways, but he's a shtickle afraid. Now, if Rav Oshie has a good kasha on what he wants to say and he doesn't know the answer to it, so it sounds like whatever Rav Oshie wants to say is maybe not something he should be saying. It sounds like he wasn't afraid of the kasha of Etzin. He was just afraid that the Oyvim was going to ask him this kasha. So it's a little bit tzarech bir. If you hold this as a good kasha, then it's a good kasha. So Pasha Pshat L'chayr is that Rav Oshie had a Messiah on this memra. He had a tradition. He heard this from his Rebbeim, that this is the way it is. He knew it was emes because he heard it from his Rebbeim. Now, he didn't understand it because he had a kasha. And he knew the Oyvim was going to have the same kasha and they were going to ask it to him. And frankly, he didn't know what his response was going to be. So he wants to say this because he knows it's emes because he has a Messiah like this from his Rebbeim. But at the same time, he doesn't know the Teretz. And because he doesn't know the Teretz, he knows he's going to be called out on it. And he's not sure what he's going to say. And that's what's going on. But either way, Rav Oshie said it. So the Gemara says that when Rava heard Rav Oshie and this whole dilemma, Amar Rava, Rava said, it's Pasha. I chap why your Rebbes said this halacha. And I understand why they made a distinction between going in backwards. Most of your Gov versus going in backwards, your entire Gov. It's because Kulay Loigara Mikalim Shababayas. Because in the event that the entire Gov is there, it's no different than a Keli. If you have a Keli inside a Bias, so the Keli. Bias Hamanukra, the Keli is going to be Tomei, right? So if a person goes in backwards, he's going to be Tomei, not because he was a Bala Bias, because he's in the Bias. At the end of the day, Kalim in the Bias Hamanukra is a problem. So if you go in, it doesn't matter how you get there. If you're there, you're like a Keli, and you're going to be Tomei. Now, if you're not there 100%, so then already you're Tomei, why? For entering. Oh, for entering, so then there's a Shulchan Aruch. How did you enter? Did you enter the regular way, or did you go Me'achayra? But if you're there in its entirety, that in and of itself is Pashit, you're going to be Tomei, because you like guard me, Kenel Shavabayas. And by the way, the fact that Kenel Shavabayas is Tomei is a Pasuk, Tchsiv, Lo Yitma Kol Hashem Babayas. It's a Pasuk. It says everything in the Bayas becomes Tomei. So if you're there, even if you came in Derech Achay, so again, if you're not there 100%, then we care how you got it. But if you're there 100%, then you're like guard from anything else that's there. And that's why you're going to be Tomei. Tanya Nami Yochi, a price that supports this whole Sogya. Gagin Halalu, as it relates to the Gagin, the rooftops of the Azara, Ein Oichlin Shom Kachim Kadashim, Ein Alidi Kachim Kadashim over there, Ein Shoichlin Shom Kachim Kalim, Ein Alidi Shecht Kachim Kalim there. Meaning the Gagin of the Azara don't have Kedushas Azara, not with regards to eating Kachim Kadashim, not with regards to doing Shechita. But Tomei Shenichnas Derech Gagin Lehechal Pater, but Tomei enters the Hechal, Derech Gagin, he's going to be Pater, Shenemah, the Pasuk says, V'la Mikdash Loi Savoy, Derech Bia Asra Teira. What do you see from here? That when it says, V'la Mikdash Loi Savoy, what does the Lashon Bia mean? The Lashon Bia means you have to go in the regular way. You have to go Kederech Bia. So if you go Kederech Bia, you're going to be Tomei. If you don't go Kederech Bia, you're going to be Tar. So we see that we're darshaning this word, that La Mikdash Loi Savoy, this is a Tanya Namiyachi, to the drasha that Rabbi Yishiyah said, Vahaba Labayis, that again, Vahaba means you have to go Derech Bia. That when it talks about entering the Beis HaMikdash, and it says the word Bia, so it's something that would have to be Derech Bia, but if it's not Derech Bia, it's not going to be a problem. Exhale. So just to end with one Ha'ara. And Be'ezer Hashem will do a part two to this Ha'ara. And that is, so the topic of the end of yesterday's daf and almost the entirety of today's daf was the idea that just like someone that's Tomei is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, what we know as Tumas Mikdash, the same is true that if someone is Tahar and he becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, he can't just sit around. Right? What does he have to do? He has to get out as quickly as possible. What does that mean? So we saw. What it means is really three things. Number one, you have to go bederech kitzara. You can take your time if you go derech kitzara, which is interesting, but as long as you go bederech kitzara. Number two, you have to make sure that if you want to take a break, don't be shaya bechtei hishtachava. Number three, don't bow down klapei pnim. So those are really the three things that you have to be mindful of, right? That's the shortest recap of today's app. But those are really the three things that this person would have to be mindful of in the event that this is what he's doing. In fact, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, this is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Chav Beis. Someone became Tomei Ba'oinus in the Beis HaMikdash. Asur Loi Lishois, Oy Lehishtachavois, Oy Lotzeis B'derech Harucha. Right, those are the three things. So as long as you don't do those three things, you're going to be okay. Now, in the event that the person does violate and he does what he wasn't supposed to do. Either he went b'derech harucha, or he was shaya b'chdei yishtachava, or he bowed down klapei pnim. So the end halacha is, he's loigara from a tame that entered the Beis HaMikdash, he's subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. What does that mean? If he does have a mezid, he's chayiv karis and chayiv malkis. By the way, the Gemara even added sad that it could be as relates to malkis, he would be chayiv even if he wasn't shayiv b'chdei shia. But for sure, if he's shayiv b'chdei shia, karis and malkis, and if it was done b'shoyge, and yediyah b'tchilu, yediyah b'soif, then he's going to be subject to the laws of the carbon oil of a yared. The Gemara on the top of Tezayin Amud Bey said, Tumah ba'azara minolon. How do you know that there are the chiyuvim of Tumas Mikdash for somebody that became Tomei in the Azara? And the Gemara said a snorta from an extra pasuk, because the Torah says twice that if somebody is Tomei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Karis. One time it says, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei. The second time it says, Ki Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. Im Eino Inni L'Tumah Shebechutz, Teyu Inni L'Tumah Shebefnim. It was learned out from this limud that we know that not only someone that's Tomei when he enters the Beis HaMikdash is subject to all these chiyuvim, but even someone that enters the Beis HaMikdash Tahar and he becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, he too is going to be subject to all these chiyuvim. Toisves, and this is the second Toisves on Daftar Zayin Amud Beis, he asks a very obvious kasha. The Gemara said, Minohani Mili, right? How do you know Tumah ba'azara minolot? How do you know that there's a chiyuv Tumah in the Azara? Freit Toisves, we had throughout the entire daf today, that there are halachos l'moshe misinai that govern the halacha of Shia in the Beis HaMikdash. What is Shia? Someone was tahar, he became tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, and he waited around a little bit too long. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai that says that this person is chayiv, carbon oil, he already has all the chayiv. Now, there were a bunch of ibayas that the Gemara said, we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaTishbi to clarify as it relates to the halacha l'moshe misinai. But there's a truk in the halacha l'moshe misinai that was very, very clear that said that there's a concept of Shia. So Frey Toisves, Tuma ba'azara minolon? What's the kasha? It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Why do I need a makar? The Gemara had a whole makar, kosev echadoymer, for kosev echadoymer, if there's halacha l'moshe misinai, then I don't need a pasuk. And you see there's halacha l'moshe misinai, because the halacha l'moshe misinai is what presented to us the Shir Shia. And you see, Chazal were very busy with this halacha l'moshe misinai. Does it expand to the nuts, right? How far does this go? But there's clearly halacha l'moshe misinai. No, so let the halacha l'moshe misinai be the makar for Tumah Ba'azara, as I freak Tosfos. But Tosfos says it's not a kasha. You know why? Because although it's true there's halacha l'moshe misinai, but you could have thought that hava mina isura ba'amudeka, that all the halacha l'moshe misinai teaches me is that there's an isser, that you're not allowed to be there, but that there should be malchus, and there should be karis, and there should be a carbon oil of a yoyer, that you should have all the chiyuvim, says Tosfos, may ha loy shamina, that you don't know from the halacha l'moshe misinai. And the shayl of Tumah Ba'azara minolon is minolon de mechayef. And the truth is, if you take a look at the top Rashi on Tezayin Amud Beis, Tumah Ba'azara minolon, Zok Rashi, Misha Nitma Ba'azara minolon de mechayef. How do you know yechayef? Because as it relates to the Ikar Isra, I don't need a pasuk for that. For that, I have a halacha l'moshe misinai. Abba minolon de mechayef. That you don't know from the halacha l'moshe misinai, and it's for that reason the Gemara needed a makar from a pasuk in the Torah, Tumah ba'azara minolon, from the Kroy Yosef. Freitinai de Yehuda, a kushya atzuma. And this kasha is in at least two places in the Sfarim of the Noi de Yehuda. It's in the Tzlach, in Mesechtes Brachas, Taf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, and it's also in Dagur Mervava, which are the Noi de Yehuda's Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch, in Arichayim Simen Tof Mem Beis, on the Magen Avram Sif Kotun Yud. Abba Freitinai de Yehuda, everyone knows, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Chatzi shir asim in atayra, or chatzi shir mutim in atayra. So what's the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So we know that there are many isurei tayra that have shiurim. Most notably, isurei achila, right? So you're not allowed to eat nevela, you're not allowed to eat chazer, you're not allowed to eat trefa, you're not allowed to eat basav v'cholav. What's the shir? The shir is a zayas. What would be if somebody would eat less than a shir? Somebody would eat a chatzi shir. Chatzi is lavdafka, right? Somebody would eat less than a shir. Is he over an issa day raisa, or is he not over an issa day raisa? Rabbi Yochanan holds, chatzi shir is asam in atayra. Reish Lakish holds, chatzi shir is mutter in atayra. Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir asam in atayra, that when the Chazal gave us shiurim for isurim. It was only negeya the oinchim for the yisur. But as it relates to the ikur isur, chatzi shiur is awesome in our Torah. Rish Lakish says no. All the shiurim that we have are not only negeya the oinish, they negeya the ikur isur. In fact, chatzi shiur is mutam in our Torah. Now Rish Lakish does hold that chatzi shiur is awesome in the rabbana. But as it relates to min Torah, Rish Lakish's shita is that chatzi shiur is mutam in our Torah. Now we know whenever there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, with three exceptions, we passing like Rabbi Yochanan. It's freaked to know to be Yehuda and Eisen Akasha. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayr. If Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayr, that means all the Shiurim that we have are only Negei Onshin. They're not Negei the Iker Isser. If that's the case, Vosok Toysfis, that the reason the Gemara needed a Pasik, Menolon, the Mechayev for Tomei Bazara, Aydez Halacha L'Moishim Yisinai, that already said this Shir Shia. It's because the Hava Amina Yisur Ba'amur Deika. I would have thought that the Halacha L'Moishim Yisinai is only teaching me an Isser. But I wouldn't know that there's any Chiyuvim. I wouldn't know that there's Karis. I wouldn't know that there's Malkus. I wouldn't know that there's Karbon. All I would know is that there's an Isser. Freit Dinoi Be'udah, the Isser, I don't need if there's a halacha l'moishim Sinai, then by definition, freit d'noi de Yehuda, there has to be an oinish. Why? Because shiurim were only said with regards to oinshin. And if there's a halacha l'moishim Sinai that's telling me the shir, then by definition, there's a halacha l'moishim Sinai that's telling me that there's a chiyev. Because to the extent that there is no chiyev, then there wouldn't be a shir. Because shiurim are all halacha l'moishim Sinai. As I freit d'noi de Yehuda. Nachama. Being that Chatzi Shir is also in our Torah, Zaysay Meres, what comes out is that the Shiurim that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula are only Negei Chiyuvim. If there's a Halacha L'Moishim Yisinai that tells me the Shir of Shehiya, then essentially what the Halacha L'Moishim Yisinai is telling me is that there's a Chiyuv. Because if there's no Chiyuv, then there wouldn't be a Shir. Because even if you were Shaya Pachas Mikshir Kedesh Tachavol, let's say, Al Tzchatzi Shir Asam in HaTorah, you would be Chayim anyways. And if that's the case, Freik Denoy Debi Yehuda, how could Toysfis say that the reason the Gemara said Tumim Bazar Minolan is because even though there's Aloch L'Moshe Sinai, they told me the Shir Shia. Maybe that's only Negei the Isser. I need a shear for an iser. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan on the chatzi shear is awesome in our Torah. So if there's a shear shear, it must be it's negeya the oynish. Zay bazay vaz zok toisves. The ain loymar said the night to be Yehuda. The ain loymar that maybe toisves is going a little bit shlokish. Who holds that chatzi shear is mutim in our Torah? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan chatzi shear is awesome in our Torah. And why would toisves be mafarish a sugi here in shfuas daf tezayin on mebe is a little bit shlokish, which is kemuvin shaloy a little bit. And the Noi de Yehuda, Sai in Slach in Brachas Memalef Amar Aleph, and Sai in his Dogam Revav and Erechaim Simen Tov Mem Beis says the same exact Teretz. He says the Yisoid Gadol. He says that Yesh Loimer, that although it's true Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra, it could be it's only true by Yisurei Achiva. So when it comes to Yisurei Achiva, then there's Chatzi Shir awesome in Atayra. However, when it comes to Shar Yisurim, not Yisurei Achiva, then there's no Chatzi Shir awesome in Atayra. Now what would be the Makar to say that? The Makar would be the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Dalet Amid Aleph, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra. What's his Makar? He learns it from a Pasuk. It says, Kol Chelev, Shar V'chesev O'ez Loisei Chelev. The Pasuk is talking about the Isser Achilas Chelev, and it says, not just don't eat chelev, but kol chelev. Don't eat all chelev. Kol is a riboy, and it's coming to be marba that not only is it also to eat a shear of chelev, but it's also to eat a chatzi shear of chelev as well. Now, the truth is, we're not going to go through the sugya now, but Kiyudua, the Gemara also brings a svara for why Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shear asam in HaTorah. And that is, kiven de chazi le'itz tarufe isura ka'achal. Because when a person eats a chatzi shear, even though right now all he's eating is a chatzi shear, but that chatzi shear is chazi le'itz tarufe, right? If you would eat another half, then already it would turn out you ate an entire shear. So the half that you ate is not negligible, because it's chazi it's tarufe with another half, and that's why chatzi shir asam in HaTorah. Toysfus asks the obvious kashas, the top Toysfus in Yuma, in Dalet Amid Aleph, that if there's a pasuk, why do I need a svara? And if there's a svara, lamali kra, right? Toysfus works it out. But the bottom line is, it says the Noi de Yehuda, the ikar sugya of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was said regarding Yisuri Achila. The makar to Rabbi Yochanan is kol chelev, is talking about Yisuri Achila. And if that's the case, there's a tremendous mockum to say that maybe the whole halacha of Rabbi Yochanan and the Chatzi Shir is awesome in our Torah is only negeya by Yisuri Achilo. It's not true b'shar Yisurim. If that's the case, says the Rebbe Yehuda, it's Meyushev Toisvus. It's Meyushev, his grace Akasha. Toisvus said that if we only had the halacha of Moshe Misinai for the Shir Shiyah, I wouldn't know that there's a Chiyav. I would think all there is an Isser. Freit Dinoi de Yehuda, if there's a Shir, then by definition there's a Chiyav. Because for the Isser, I don't need a Shir. Because Chatzi Shir is Asman HaTayr. That's true when you're dealing with Shiri Achila. But this is not a Shir Achila. What is this? This is a Shir Shiyah for the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. As it relates to a Shir Shiyah for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, over there there's no Chatzi Shir Asman HaTayr. The whole Rabbi Yochanan is Dafka by Yisuri Achila. If the whole Rabbi Yochanan is Dafka by Yisuri Achila, so Mimela, this is not going to be an issue. The truth is that if you take a look at the Tzlach in Brachas Memalef Amid Aleph, so the Nei Rabbi Yehuda over there, he says a dover nifla mamish. Everyone knows the Gemara. It comes up in a lot of places in Shas. The pasuk says Eretz Chita Usa'ira V'Gefen Usa'ina V'Rimoin Eretz Zeis Shaman Udvash. And the Gemara says Brachas Memalef Sukkot Avav Kol HaPasuk Kuloi L'shiyurim nema. This entire pasuk was said with regards to the shiurim. When it says that Eretz Yisrael is a land that has wheat, this chita, it's referring to someone that enters a Beis HaMenugah, which came up in today's daf, where the halach is that the only time he would become tameh is if he was shoye b'chtei achilas pras. And it has to be pas chitin v'loy pas oirin. And the word chita is a remez to that shir. When it says sa'ira, it's a remez to the fact that the etzem, the bone of a person, of a dead person, the size of a sa'ira is metame b'maga u'b'masa. When it says te'ina, it's referring to a groigris, right? A te'ina is a fig. And a dried fig, a groigris, is the shir l'inyan hoitzah on Shabbos. If somebody would carry on Shabbos and he would carry the amount of a groigris of a te'ina, he would violate Shabbos. When it says rimoin, it's negei a law in Hilchus Tumah. When it says eretz zeis shemen Ud Dvash, Shemen is referring to the Zayas, and that's referring to the Eretz Kol Shiurua Kizais, right? All the Shiurim Akizaisim. What does that mean? It means that the Iker Shir Achila, right, is always a Shir of a Zayas, and when it says Dvash, it doesn't mean the Dvash, but it means the date that the Dvash comes from, which is the Shir Achila Kichaseva Sagasa on Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, Chazal said that this entire pasuk was in Shiurim Nema. So the Tzlach in that shtickle, he goes through this Gemara, and he asks a few ha'aras. Could I mention three? Number one, Eretz Chita. Why is Chita mentioned first? Chita is referring to the shear for someone that enters a Bayis HaMenugah, right? Bayis HaMenugah is very rare. There's a mandama, we saw this mandama a couple of times in Masechta Sanhedrin that says, Lehoya, right? V'layasad liyos. It's not even something that can ever happen. But the point is that it's like a very rare thing. So why would Chita be mentioned first? Right, you learn the Pasuk Pshutei Shel Mikra. Okay, maybe it's not a kasha why Chita is mentioned first. But in the Shiurim, why would Chita be mentioned first? Also, why do we say Eretz, Eretz? Right, Eretz is twice. You mentioned Eretz, Chitu, Sa'ir, V'gath, and Sa'ir, V'rimay. And then again, Eretz, Zei Shemen Udvash. Now the Gemara learns halachas from it. And also, why is Shemen and Dvash both mentioned after the second Eretz? And Chita, Sa'ir, Gath, and Te'ina, V'rimay are mentioned before the first Eretz. So now, Yehuda says a Dover Nifla. He says that Yesh Loimar, because really, Shiurim, when we talk about Shiurim, Shiurim are only the Negei Onshin. Why is Shiurim only the Negei Onshin? Shiurim are only the Negei Onshin because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTayra. But the only time Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha, that Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTayra, it's only been Negei Shiuri Achila. But when it comes to Shar Shiurim, then there's no halacha of Chatzi Shir awesome in HaTayra. If that's the case, when it comes to other Yisurim, the Shir is not only Negei the Onish, the Shir is really Negei everything. It's negay the Iker Isser. So he says, Yesh Loimar. You know what the Torah is coming to be Miramis? What the Torah is coming to be Miramis is that some of the Shiurim are Miyuchat to the Eretz. And by the way, that's this Indian that the Pasuk that talks about Eretz Yisrael means Shiurim. What Shaiches? The Teretz is because Shiurim on some level are Mesuyim to Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because all the Chiyuvim you can only do in Eretz Yisrael. Malkus, let's say. Only in Eretz Yisrael, right? You need a Beis Din of Smuchin. And by the way, even though it's Shaykh to have maybe a Beis Din of Smuchin in Chutz La'aretz, but they have to be coming from a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, right? Shlichusayu Kavdinon. It would have to come from Eretz Yisrael. Mises Beis Din had to be in Eretz Yisrael. A carbon, you had to bring in Eretz Yisrael. So really, the Chiyuvim, a Chiyuvim that come from Eretz Yisrael. And if that's the case, that's the Shaykhis between the Shiurim and Eretz Yisrael, because the Shiurim are Negei, the Chiyuvim, Zoktinoi de Behuda, and the Chiyuvim are Negei in Eretz Yisrael. But Zoktinoi is not true for all of them. It's only true for Yisuri Achila, right? So he says like this, Eretz Chita. Chita is Benegei what? The Bayis HaMenuga. Bayis HaMenuga, that Stamazai is only in Eretz Yisrael. Because there's no Musig of a Bayis HaMenuga outside in Eretz Yisrael. The other ones, Sa'ira, Gefen, Teina, Rimai, that's no Shaykhis to Eretz Yisrael. But there's another two that do have a Shaykhis there, it's Yisrael. Shemen, that's a Zayas. Achilo, Isturi Achilo, this Chatzis Shirasim and HaTorah. And Dvash, that's the Kaiseves Hagas on Yom Kippur. That's also the Gei Isturi Achilo. So the reason the Torah divided the Pasuk in this way is because the Torah wanted three of the Shiurim to be next to the word Eretz, because three of them are Negei only Eretz Yisrael. Chit is only Negei Eretz Yisrael. And then Zeis, Shemen, and Dvash are also only Negei Eretz Yisrael. So to make the Smichus between these and Eretz, so we start off Eretz, Chit, okay, you can only get one. But then we have another Eretz, and we add two. Those two, it's Poshet, are going back on that other Eretz. And that's how you end up with Eretz Chita, Eretz Zeir Shem, and Eretz Ash. But this is the Yisoid of the Noid of Yehuda. And the Noid of Yehuda's big raya to this Yisoid was a Toysvis and Shvuz after Zion and Beis. That from the fact that you see Toysvis had a Havamina, that the Shir Shir is only the Gay, the Isser, I repass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra, right? What happened to Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra? The Teretz is said the Noid of Yehuda, it's a raya to my grossi aside. It's a riot to my aside that although it's true Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah, but the only time that Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah is when it comes to Yisuri Achila, not when it comes to Shaar Yisurim. The truth is, this Chiddush that Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah, but only by Yisuri Achila, is Noida in Koisle Beis Medrash as the Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. Mechaschina quotes this Chacham Tzvi many, many times, and it's known as the Chacham Tzvi's Chiddush. Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva, Shelo Pei Vav, he said this Chiddush, that Chatzis Shir Asam and HaTorah is only true by Isuri Achila, it's not true by Shaar Yisurim. Ezra Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to do a part two, and we're going to see that it's not only the Noid of Yehuda and the Chacham Tzvi that said this Chiddush, but we're going to see the Pnei Yeshua said this Chiddush, we're going to see the Shagas Aryeh said this Chiddush. So this is something that the G'dayli Yoylam all wanted to say, that it could be that when Rabbi Yochanan said Chatzis Shir Asam and HaTorah, and we passing like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzis Shir Asam and HaTorah, it could be it's only true when it comes to Yisuri Achila. Now, this sounds like a big, big statement to say, and you would have to like really be a Baki B'Shas to be able to say something like this, because Chatzis Shir comes up a lot, and you would think that does this fact check with all the sugyas of Chatzis Shir? I mean, we have the Noida Behuda and the Chacham Tzvi that we mentioned tonight. We have the Pnei Yeshua and the Shagasari that we're previewing for Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow. But you really think this is going to check out? Truth is, it doesn't. And there's some big kashas that the Achronim ask on this grace of Chiddush. This is a Chiddush that has major nafkiminas lahalach. Again, we're not poiskim, right? We're not dayanim. So we don't live in this world, but halacha l'maisa, Chatzis Shir Asam and HaTorah is a real thing. And if it's only true when it comes to Yisuri Achila, it could be some interesting nafkiminas lahalacha. That and much more, Be'ezer Hashem, will be the topic of tomorrow's Reit.